Hello, everybody. How you doing? How we doing? How we doing? How we doing? How we doing? Y'all can make some noise because we live now. Hi. My name is Amanda Shea. We going to get into our set for today. First and foremost, though, I want to thank BNN. I want to thank WBCA 102.9 for having us here today. This is so beautiful. Do y'all see the set, y'all? You see the set, y'all? With that being said, I want to also introduce this beautiful band behind me. With that being said, please be introduced to Safari and the Bee Explorers. This is my guy, Whole Minor. Give it up, give it up, give it up. We got my baby Blondie on drums. My guy, Safari Hat King on sax. And we got my guy, Kazi. So we're going to get into this. This is called Novel Conversations. This is probably one of my favorite pieces. But it does talk about relationships a little bit. Anybody ever be the toxic one in a relationship? Not all y'all raising your hands, no sir. No one raised their hands. With that being said, this is a piece about talking about how we must dig deep within ourselves and understand that we got some things that we need to change in order to be a better partner. So this is called Novel Conversations. Space trying to love. I don't know what healthy looks like. I've been shown toxicity for generations, groomed to be the most hardened of hearts. Forget cold, it's brick. One by one they molded themselves into rock. Volcanic tempers flare, flesh and bones from sticks and stones turn to ash. The tongue isn't the only sword. Emotional push and pull, Aquarius air sign allows my partners to waver, fester, crumble, all the while me painting narcissists. Them foolish, not clown, warlike jester that dances to the beat of my every demand. Expectations are sky high. The price of my love costs more than dollars. It costs your soul. The only ties I know how to mend, but also cut umbilical cords to their Oedipus complex. Male status, that's the allure, yet the masculinity rules their femininity, even though they don't know it exists in them. I sense it more like yearn for it, since I'm scorpion levels of emotionless. Something about the nurturing nature of a being can feel like bear hugs, broken clocks. We on a time limit. I can't commit to anything longer than 2 years without looking for a way out. Claustrophobic, I feel the walls caving in. Whatever warmth they put in my belly turns to fear, then paranoia. How messed up does it have to get before they abandon me? Nah, we jump ship first. Sacrifice yourself now to go back to numb later. This love thing is contagious, and I don't wanna get sick, cause I'm the only healer that can heal me. Paint me again as monster, demon, evil, better than being angel, savior, butterfly. Novel conversation. Thank you. Thank y'all. Give it up for this beautiful band. Aren't they amazing? I have a little guest in the building. One of my best friends, more like sisters, because we family at this point. I'm gonna bring up to the stage Brandi Blaze. We're gonna go into this track that's on her album, Broken Rainbows, and it's called The Things That You Say. It's a beautiful, beautiful project. So please put your hands together for Brandi Blaze. Moving things around over here. So, Things That You Say. She likes to call it like a joint album, but it's not. It's just me, you know, contributing onto my best friend's project. It's absolutely beautiful, but this is called The Things That You Say, and this is the piece that goes with it. Stuck in redundancy, I was blind. He showed me colors, taught me to see how bright my future was. With or without him, I can't let go. God gifted me with a talented artist whose brushstrokes awakened my spirit. Art. Our glass house would be shattered by envious stones we threw from inside to preface. Our museum was full, fragile, carried heirlooms we never historically recalled, but would soon uncover the facts remained. Of the desecrated artifacts, so we dug deep. This unrequited love is timeless. He fed me. He uplifted me out of graves of atrocities and triggers. I should have warned him. It was, in fact, my baggage that would lead us into abandonment. He called me art, his motif, feeling like a Monet, fraudulent like a thief in the night. He stole my heart, afraid he'd leave it on the dock, its precious cargo. That's when it began, the deconstruction. Us. How could art be destroyed? My Michelangelo chisel. I carve out his figure with my finger every night. Lay with his body as though it were priceless, gripping so hard, but gentle so it doesn't break. Leading me to hold on for too long, I wasn't willing to let go. God sent me him in his image. How could I not keep him? My caricature. May he stay on my keychain to forever unlock this love we share. But art changes forms. He formulated a sentence. Said I couldn't do this anymore, knowing I could, but didn't want to face the fate of him traveling abroad overseas. All my life I've swam his waters to freedom, but to erase it from my arms. My backstroke isn't developed. The photo of us is now blurred. The shadows can't bleed through the contrast of my past relationship. Abusive, dark. His light dimmed by my past aggressor. Distrust loosened the soil of our foundation. Our union is now desecrated. Burying it was too painful, so I left a tombstone to revisit the spot of where he started painting me, nourishing me with the basic lessons of writing music notes he rapped along to fill my memory. He wrapped me with instrumentals, told me I was capable of creating a world I wanted to see, but I wasn't confident to build my ideology of a perfect place, so I lost him. In that same space, he helped find me. Hey.
Cause you don't hit me, that is okay.
Okay, 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 okay.
It really messed me up, the things that you say.
You say, you say, you say, you say.
Then you ghost me when you need your space. When you come back, then you calling me ears. And you wonder why I won't commit. Oh. You think cause you don't hit me, that is okay.
Okay, 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 okay.
It really messed me up, the things that you say.
You say, you say, you say, you say.
Then you ghost me when you need your space. When you come back, then you call to me fierce. And you wonder why I won't commit. Huh. The way that you talk to me breaks me in two. Can't cry, so I stay draped in blue. You say sorry, have no clue. And I wait around to the next thing you do. Or the next time that you really yell at me, act like it's okay, it's not a felony. The only thing that frees me is melody. Can't break away from the spell that you got on me. Keep stealing pieces of my sanity, robbery. That earth of fire can't blame astrology. Crushes me when your anger swallows me. Real love, this is really mockery. You think cause you don't hit me that it's okay.
Okay, 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 okay.
It really messed me up the things that you say.
You say, you say, you say, you say.
Then you ghost me when you need your space. When you come back, then you come to me ears. And you wonder why I won't commit. Come on. You think cause you don't hit me that it's okay.
Okay, 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 okay.
It really messed me up the things that you say.
You say, you say, you say, you say.
Then you ghost me when you need your space. When you come back, then you come to me ears. And you wonder why I won't commit. I'm tired of all of this, baby. Feel so strong when you should make me bigger. But you'll never love me like you love that liquor. Begging for death like you wanna die quicker. 5 shots in, so you got no filter. So you tried to hurt me, throw me up kilter. Cause you wanna fit me like a glass slipper. I can't compete with Hennessy. So I got to bury you. This your eulogy. Still love you so, so foolishly. There can be no ambiguity. I can't let you hurt me anymore. My self-esteem right here on the floor. So Uncle Clifford, there's a window door. You think cause you don't hit me, then it's okay.
Okay, 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 okay.
It really messed me up the things that you say.
You say, you say, you say, you say.
Then you ghost me when you need your space. When you come back, then you call me cheers. And you wonder why I won't commit. You think that you don't hit me, that it's okay.
Okay, 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 okay.
It really messed me up the things that you say.
You say, you say, you say, you say.
Then you ghost me when you need your space. When you come back, then you calling me excuse. And you wonder why I won't commit.
You think that you don't hit me, that it's okay. Okay, 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 okay. You say, you say, you say, you say. It's just 2 times, you know what I'm saying? Y'all could just be like, okay, 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 come on. You think that you have me, that is okay.
Okay, 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 okay.
Really mess me up the things that you say.
You say, you say, you say, you say. Then you ghost me when you need your space. When you come back, then you come to me. And you wonder why I won't commit.
Y'all better play. It's cool, y'all can bop. It's a vibe. Hey. Y'all give it up for Brandi Blaze. How we feeling? How we feeling? Can we get some noise? Can I get a year? Can I get a hootie hoo? I love that. Can I get a yes? Yes. I know that's right. So I just want to give it up for the band one more time. Can y'all show them some love? Show them some love. Y'all could get louder than that. You know we streaming live. They need to hear you. You part of the show. With that being said, you know, when me and Brandi get together, I'm always losing an earring. It's just regular degular. With that being said, we're going to go into Black Excellence. And then we're going to go into So Free with Brandi Blaze again. So y'all could do whatever y'all want in the back. But Black Excellence, we are in March. So, you know, happy International Women's Day, because that is today. So give it up for ourselves. Woo-hoo! With that being said, we also are coming off of Black History Month. And I don't know about y'all, but I wake up blackity black black every single day, not just in February. So with that being said, this is dedicated to all my people from all the diasporas from all over the world, my Black, my Afro-Indigenous, my Afro-Latinx, all of my people. Yeah, Black Excellence. I'm going to get it started, y'all. Y'all can chill for a second. Do I got it? Do you see it? Look, this is live TV. You know what I'm saying? We're just doing this live. See, usually I would do this over Robert Glasper's Everybody Wants to Rule the World, but because we streaming live, we don't want copyright, so we don't want no problems. We don't want no problems. With that being said, Black Excellence. Systematic institutions, black magic. We turned into black girl magic. That energy you could feel, we call it vibes. We be out here snapping our necks and fingers like, yes, sis. Our voices carry joy. They be like, how can these people be so liberated when we violate their civil rights and their existence? Sheesh. We exist in ourselves, our ancestors, birth doulas, in order to reproduce black babies that ignite the culture. Natural hair, braided locks, wigs. We weave beauty into sculpted masterpieces. How we be speaking with our eyes, and we be knowing what that look mean. Call it telepathy, like how our ancestors talk to us in dreams. How multilingual we are when we say, Sapase,
Mapule,
que lo que. What it do, homie? What's up? Compliment each other like, Brandy, where you going dressed like that means? You look good. With a T on the end, we embody deities. Aphrodite, they tried to abandon us overseas. What they didn't know is we are healing folk, protected by crystals, obsidian, black tourmaline. Orishas like Yemaya carried us to safety, surely providing our fruitful livelihood, cropping out negativity and planting seeds in the backyards and windowsills to feed our families. Our chants become mantras, ceremonies held in homes and churches in Angola, Nigeria, Ghana, Haiti, Igbo people. We are historic. We were buried in gold. We the definition of royalty. Our music pulsating a frequency that demands you to move. Lauryn Hill, Jill Scott, Kendrick Lamar, Brandy Blaze, it resonates deeply. We are culturally appropriated, and yet we still act accordingly. We can move things just by standing still. It's cosmic. It's spiritual. It's God. We sprinkle all that razzle-dazzle on everything, no matter societal constraints or tactics. We thrive, period. Y'all hear me? We thrive, period. The epitome of black excellence.
I just be feeling so free, so free. Like I could be anything. I just be feeling so free, so free. I just be feeling so free, so free. I just be feeling so free, so free. Like I could be anything. Already know they hate the fat black girl. I'm here to tell you, baby, that you are a pearl. Beauty within, they want to hide you from the world. Under that pressure, you will never curl. They tell you to hate on your body. If you don't lose weight, you will never be anybody. Feeling that weight, you might pick up a shoddy, but you better love yourself like it's your real hobby. Transcending, you can leave that pain all behind. All that self-love claiming, yeah, it is mine. You can love yourself more than any guy. I'm here to tell you, you are beautiful, you are fine. They want to mimic you, black girl, like a mine. But you stand tall and beautiful, you are a pine tree. I hope you listen to me. Say, forget the beauty standards, you were never free. I just be feeling so free, so free. I just be feeling so free, so free. I just be feeling so free, so free. Like I could be anything. I just be feeling so free, so free. I just be feeling so free, so free. I just be feeling so free, so free.
like I could be anything.
Say it out loud, yes, I love myself, I love my body. Never break yourself down for anybody. I have ownership, no Hobby Lobby. Always gonna speak out loud, never softy. Black girl, you the blueprint, not the copy. Imitation, not real, they really sloppy. I always got you, you got me. The shackles finally your Mary, Mary. Say I do to the freedom, happiness you marry. You can let go of the burden that you carry. Scream it out, forget the misogynoir. Crown on your head that the masses can't ignore. Head held high every time you walk out the door. They wanna see you beaten, broken down on the floor. But you deserve all the love and even more. Say it with me, I will not take it anymore. Huh.
I just be feeling so free, so free. I just be feeling so free, so free. I just be feeling so free, so free.
What?
Like I could be anything. I just be feeling so free, so free. I just be feeling so free, so free. I just be feeling so free, so free. Like I could be anything.
For y'allself.
Give it up for Amanda Shay.
This is nice. I'm having fun. With that being said, we're gonna go right on into resilience. Because it is International Women's Day and we are in International Women's Month, I just wanna dedicate this piece to all of y'all out there. Resilience as a title has been kind of messing with me in 2024 because it was such a word that I thought meant strength, obviously, and resilience, right? You're persevering, you're getting through. But in 2024, like, I'm tired. Like, I just want to rest, okay? And I feel like resilience is a word that now has, like, this love and this disdain to it in a way because we carry so much every single day and we hold so many different identities every single day, and we're just asked of all of our energy, all of our time. So when I was writing this piece, it made me think about my mama and like just watching her from a perspective of now I'm an adult and I can see her for her, who she is, as opposed to just my mama. And then it made me start thinking about all the other women who resemble her, who mirror her, who reflect onto her. So this is to y'all, resilience. And we gonna just do whatever we do in the background like we do. yeah, resilience. Hey, I felt like rapping for a second. I'm gonna leave that to my best friend.
You do whatever you feel. Because she can't rap, y'all.
No,
saying that she can't, but she can.
Look, your best friend's always gonna cape for you. But she gotta take that cape off real quick, because we gonna leave the lyricism to her. That's what she do, that's what she does. Resilience. When the tough get going, the going get tough. Must have not have met my mama. The scars she bears are invisible. Only those with a third eye could see. You see, her body is strong, agile, but weakened by her experiences. Black women are to only be strong. No complaints, no check-ins, only checkups to ensure the body is intact. Heavy the head who wears the crown, but I see it slipping. Weight on her shoulder, she carries worlds around. We simply orbit in her universe, even when she's lost in her own space. But who will carry her burdens? I mean, her anger, her depression, her anxiety, her bipolar, her grief, her wallet. She don't need no partner, but society's price tags tells her different stories. Fairy tales unbeknownst to her, for she's a dollar in a dream mentality. Don't worry, I got this swag. I could do that all by myself. No 2 cents to rub together, but she rubbed down meals. Who will nourish her soul? It's tired, been beaten, but not just by life, by family. Who cast her away, didn't want to help her rewrite her wrongs, running away from generational trauma. She's out of breath, panic attacks her nervous system. Like a baby she burst, she self-soothes, resilient. Black and brown women overcome so many obstacles. And when asked, how are you? They reply. Brandy replies. My mama replies. I reply. I'm fine. Resilient.
So one time for my best friend.
Hey, I love you.
Hey. Happy Women's Day.
Happy Women's Day, baby.
Yes, right.
We deserve all the flowers.
Absolutely. That's why we got all the flowers right here, right?
Period. Right. You did such a good job.
So, you know, something that my mom always told me, she was like, thank God we don't look like our struggle.
Cause child.
Meaning, you know, still. Thank God I don't look like what I've been through.
Mm. And ain't that a lesson, because we don't look like what we've been through.
No.
Most
but
people
you
don't.
Know, you never know what someone else is going through, so. So we got one more. You ready?
Crying, begging, screaming out for help. Want to murder me, only looking out for self. But my fire so strong, they can't do nothing melt. Now I float up on top, while they underwater kelp. Well, sink or swim, baby, call me Phelps. No scars from the trauma, but I still feel the welts. Used to cry, now I love the rain. Feeling all the pelts, had to tighten up my stuff like some belts. Used to be a soft little chick like some felt. Held me down, didn't give a how I felt. Now I'm out here beating dudes just like I'm Yelp. Stomping on them in my high heels, baby, yo. When you see this red lipstick, no, that's the kiss of death. You already dead inside, no Smith and West. And that's the legacy you left. Destroying everything around you just like some mess. But you'll never kill me, must have fell above your head. All that old weak, yeah, it's dead. Try to destroy me so you can feel some bread. But I never bleed for these. Call me Blaze Red. There's only one me.
One.
There's only one me.
One.
There's only one me. Used to cry behind the scenes that when I come up, they all scream, oh. There's only one me.
One.
There's only one me.
One.
There's only one me. Used to cry behind the scenes that when I come up, they all scream, oh. 19 with a face full of coke. That was the only way I knew to cope. Wanted to die, hanging from the rope. No more tears, really had no hope. Had to switch my mental like I had a stroke. Dude used to beat me, hope that he choked on. All this rage from my throat. Never get close to me, had to build a moat. And you'll never kill me, must have fell above your head. All that old weak, yeah, it's dead. Tried to destroy me so you could build some cred. I never bleed for these dudes, call me Blaze Red.
Put your ones up.
There's only one me.
One.
There's only one me.
One.
There's only one me. Used to cry behind the scenes. Now when I come up, they all scream, huh?
Let me see those
There's
ones.
There's only one me.
One.
There's only one me.
One.
There's only one me. Used to cry behind the scenes. Now when I come up, they all scream, huh?
Y'all better play.
I wanna introduce the band again. Before we get up on out of here, please give it up for Whole Minor.
Come on, let me hear some. Come on, come on, come on.
Give it up one more time for my guy, Whole Minor. Y'all can make more noise than that. Y'all are on camera. Ciao. Next up, we got my guy, Kazi. Give it to him, Kaz.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
I hope you guys had a really good time, because I know we definitely did. With that being said, thank you so much, BNN, for having us. WBCA 102.9 FM. I got a little list of people that I want to thank for sure. First, I want to thank this incredible band for pulling up and doing this show with us today. Thank you so, so much. Y'all are so lit. I want to thank my best friend, Brandy Blaze. I also want to thank Ashley, Brett, Katie, Tommy, Monique, Julia, Jailu, Jimmy, Justin Petty, the board president here at BNN. And last but certainly not least, we want to thank Glenn Williams. The general manager of BNN. I thank each and every one of y'all and all of y'all in the audience tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. And everybody at home, we didn't forget about you. We hope you had a great time too. You can find me at Amanda Shea. That's www.amandashea.com or on Instagram at Amanda Shea all day. And if you want to follow these beautiful people behind me, you got to just follow me first. But I'm going to have them shout out their Instagrams, because I don't want to keep all the followers to myself. So with that being said, Brandy, what's your Instagram?
You guys can follow me, BrandieBlaze.
Prod by Hole Miner with underscores in it.
That's P-R-O-D underscore by underscore Hole Miner. And that's Hole with an H, not W-H. There we go. With that being said, what's your Instagram, babe?
And the Instagram is only one Blondie, and it's the number one in B-O-O-N-D-I-E.
I know that's right. You better spell it right, okay? That's with an I-E at the end. That's only one Blondie, period. With that being said.
Safari Hat King. You can follow Safari and the Beat Explorers at Trap Jazz Brunch.
You heard that, Trap Jazz Brunch and Safari Hat King.
I go by Kazi Did It. It's K-A-Z-I-D.
Kazi Did It, that's K-A-Z-I-D-I-T. Wait, no, K-A-Z-I-D-I-D-I-T.
No, K-A-Z-I-D-I-D-I-T.
I-T, there it is, K-A-Z-I-D-I-D. IT. There it is. I got it. You can also follow BNN as well. And I saw the sign, but I'm like, we gonna end it with a social media poem. We could do a little acapella. That's cool with y'all, because we actually got some more time. I was trying to close this out, but we got a couple more minutes. With that being said, we're gonna let you guys go with one more poem. But I hope that you follow each and every one of these beautiful, incredible people. Everybody live in Boston. Well, most of us live in Boston.
I'm from Boston.
Dorchester. Look at the face. Look, judgment. Where?
It's not my fault I got priced out.
That's a whole nother conversation that we will talk about after these messages. With that being said, I'm going to do social media. We're going to do an acapella real quick, and then we're going to finally be out of your hair. Cool. I hope everybody at home is having a good time. Y'all didn't get the food because you didn't come in person, but next time, you might just want to attend live in person. With that being said, social media. I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Come on now, who do you? Who do you, who do you, who do you think you are? Bless your soul. Do you really think you're in control? Social media apps got you losing reality. Didn't subscribe to desensitization, confusion, fake news, and all these comments. How do I cancel it? Before it cancels me, I thought this was a tool. Instead, I'm being drilled, picked at, and screwed over my thoughts, images, and my image. When did this become high school? Snubbed for prom queen. The snob always wins. Subbed in statuses. I remember the bathroom stalls marked up. Now it's bodies, not like the subways in Harlem. Body marked up like the subway in Harlem. Actual bodies. Everybody want to be a Barb and join a team. I still have PTSD. Watching George Floyd's death changed me, triggered me. How many triggers can be pulled without having to count the bullets? Breonna can't tell us. The neighbor's walls speak louder than her voice. Another black human silenced in the dead of night. Protect black women is a hashtag. We are conditioned to put a pound sign on tragedies. Maybe it should be a stop sign. Bright red so it can be read and not just seen, but we read people fulfilled. Full of negativity, I'm questioning myself. My vibration is too low, too slow to tap, tap, tap in on the bigger picture. Waves of hate can penetrate even the deepest of waters. With a 30-second soundbite, click then debate, it's faster than a chamber. Why aren't these monitored? Yo, B, how long is a Facebook jail sentence anyway, sis? Is this reality? Or a social experiment, a play of sorts, where you could be whatever character while being judged on your character. I hate it in this world. I lucid dream often, traveling vividly, opening portals that allow me to feel safe where accountability and evolution meet. The dark web doesn't lurk here. It's too busy trafficking children and women in this realm. I'm surrounded by my own shadows. We don't play games. We go hard at work to build capes so big made of Teflon, no cap. Shells would bounce off. No puncture wounds or sharpened tongues could pierce me. I'd be at peace. Instead of overthinking about content, I'd be content with self. My emotions couldn't be altered by the pretentious constructs of how to live, be, and breathe. Competition and comparisons creates division. Common denominators, we calling people out instead of calling them in. DMs replacing conversations. No need to be direct. No desire to hit someone's line. People arguing, blogging, gossiping, rumors, unhealthy consumption, adopting trends that lose weight, momentum dies. But not suicidal thoughts. Constant battle turmoil from turning to a device addicted. It's a vice that releases hormones that causes the body to react in pleasure. Twitter fingers racing like heartbeats, perpetuating ideologies of a system that is set up to destroy confidence and feelings. And guess what? It all comes at a price. You can't buy self-esteem from an ad or an app, but if you show ID, you can be verified. Blue check marks is your validation, unlocking it. All of us have super egos. We gotta keep our egos balanced. Take breaks and fast. Social media. Thank y'all. That's our time. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you. Thank y'all. Bye.